voice of victory. We live in a world where life happens. Life, which is a journey of living, then death. When others are celebrating birthdays, others are weeping because it's a dead day. But as the journey of life and death continues, like the daily sunrise and sunset, how prepared are we to face judgment? Even things keep running in our veins. Vanity, oh God. Vanity, oh God. Vanity, oh God. Yeah, we've been eaten by vanity. Men and key fellow men for selfish interest. Clergymen are falling every day because of the instant desire for worldly possessions. They no longer have patience. Their patience have been exchanged with the life of pretense. Oh, vanity. Members of the church have now become accountants. They are now bored that we wear the offering and tithe goes. The church is no longer where we come to hear the gospel. The church has turned into a house of gossip. The working class have been carried away by what they do. There's no single room left in the heart for Christ anymore. Oh, vanity. The youths have been lost in the craft, growing their ways into cages. Entry wrong doors. Oh, can't we see that we are lacking direction? Cause clubbing has become a practice. Christ has been placed aside for pleasures. Fornication is in the rise. Ill addictions has become a duty. Waywardness has become a career. Abortion has become a normal thing. Oh, every Sunday, it's not medicine day. Already in the generation, a boy of 14 is already a father. Already in the generation, a girl of 14 is already a mother. Isn't it obvious? They have been blinded by the sins of the flesh. Parents no longer impart godliness in children. Reading the Bible is now seen as a big stress. Church things ain't taken serious anymore. Listen, we are no longer believers because we are now hypocrites. We are no longer product of light because we don't deserve it. Oh, we no longer have a throne because we have been dethroned by vanity. How long are we going to keep pressing phones when church service is going on? How long are we going to keep dodging from evangelists in the street? Isn't it obvious that we're avoiding the gospel? Come to think of it. Do we truly love this God or we are just scared of going to hell? Do we truly love this God or we are just scared of going to hell? As we continue our various activities on that, we should not forget that we all are owing debt a debt. And that debt we must all pay back with our life someday. After death comes judgment. And the verdict of the judgment determines whether we are going to heaven or hell. These places are real. Oh, vanity, oh God. Vanity, oh God. Vanity, oh God. Who do we choose? Voice of the grace.